We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yodayim, Lesuda, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Pei Dalad. Today's Shir is dedicated Leiloi Nishmas, Rabbi Oizer, Rabbi Alexander HaKoyen, whose Yortzeit is on the 17th of Cheshvan. And also for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it, including especially Avram David ben Chana Koyen, Sori Gittel bas Chanariva, Eliyahu ben Rochel, Basha bas Rachel, Chaim ben Sheshana, Simcha bas Esther, Eliezer Yosef ben Chaya Blima, David ben Rus Gittel Leia, Chaya Sora bas Chasia, Susie Sharona bas Lizzie, and Yerachmiel Daniel ben Toiva Basha. We're towards the end of this halacha, we still have a ways to go, but Rav Nosson Zal's adding a number of appendixes where he's clarifying all types of topics based on the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is related to, chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and related to what we've been learning till now. And now he addresses Parshas Ekev and Parshas Voeschanan in Chumash Dvorim. Vezehu v'hoyo ekev tishma'un eis ha'mishpotim ho'ela. Parsha Sekev begins with the words, and if you will listen to and adhere to these laws, and Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki b'chol parshiyos ha'koidmin, in all of the earlier parshiyos, Dvorim, Voeschanan, Moichiach oisom Moshe Rabbeinu harbe sheyishmeru ha'toyra. Moshe Rabbeinu is reprimanding the Jewish people a lot and warning us to uphold the Torah, to observe the mitzvahs. Umeir bohem hadas hakodesh anal sheyedu goydel chavivas v'avas hakodesh baruch hu es Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is enlightening us as to the great love that Hashem has for the Jews. Sheroitze sheheim daiko yedu v'yakiru oise yisborach mizeh hoila magash mi daiko. That it's the will of Hashem that we specifically, the Jewish people, will come to recognize and understand the greatness of Hashem from this physical, materialistic world. Rak shehoikuv mitzidom. However, the only blockage, the obstacle, is from us, from our side. Meiribui avinoseihem, as a result of our many sins, and especially because of the many complaints and fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, the Jewish people fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, kimavur bidmitchilas eila hadvorim ad haparsha zois, as one can see clearly discussed from the beginning of Parshas Dvorim through Parshas Voeschanan. The roiv toichachtoi beseder dvorim hoyo al chet hamaraglim. And the majority of the reprimand that Moshe Rabbeinu reprimands the Jewish people in Chumash Dvorim is focusing on the sin of the maraglim, the spies. Shegormu bechia ledoirois. It was their bad report that they brought back about Eretz Yisrael that caused crying for the Jewish people for generations. Kamay Shekosov, as it says over there, Vatoshuvu, they returned from Eretz Yisrael, Vativku lefnei Hashem, and the Jews cried before Hashem. Shalideze gormu churban beis hamikdash, and this is what caused in the future the beis hamikdash to be destroyed, Shehu klal kol ha'avoinos, which is a composite sort of all the sins. Shehem hepech hadas hakodosh, kama shekosef shem b'Torah. Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that all of our sins are the result of lack of das, and the Beis Hamikdash was the center of das. So when we speak about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, we're talking about the removal of the das and opening the door to a lot of sins. V'toyeni mohem, and Moshe Rabbeinu argues with and reprimands the Jews. She'afal piken, that despite all your problems and despite all of your sins and your mistakes and the trouble that you've given me, loizoz Hashem yisborach mechabavon, Hashem still has not moved away from his deep love for Klal Yisrael. Vehechyo es b'neim lahachnisam l'eretz Yisrael. And even though the parents died out in the desert, their children remained alive to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Ukvar hoirish lifneim eretz Sichon voig. And Hashem already allowed the Jews to conquer the land of Sichon and Oig. Shehem mibnei hanafilim. Sichon and Oig were two giants that were from the descendants of the angels that had come down to earth and remained on earth for an extended period. Shehem Azo Va'azo. These are two angels, two evil angels, negative angels. As the Gemara speaks about this, in the Gemara Nida, page 61, Shehem Hamalochim Shekitrigu Al Brias Odom, that it was these same angels that when Hashem consulted with all the angels before going ahead with the creation of man, these angels were the ones who said, don't do it. Don't create man. Va'omru, they said to Hashem, Mo enoish kisis karenu. Why would you want man? Why would you want to create man? Vehi pilom Hashem yisborach. Hashem threw them down to the physical world. V'nichshelu bozeh olam. And these angels fell. They committed sins al yedei taivas niyuf, as there are sins with women, k'moshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Zohar Kodesh points out. V'adayin nimshach mehem kitrugim v'nisyoinois al b'nei Odom. And even today, we are still suffering from the prosecutions and from the tests that these angels cause to come upon man. Ki mehem nimshach roiv hahirhurim, because it's from these angels that most of the sinful thoughts that people have come from the efforts of these angels. Ki bilam horosho hayo oisek imohem, because the Gemara tells us, and the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this, that the evil, wicked Bilam, who was steeped in the lowest aspects of Pigam HaBris, bestiality and other terrible things, he was involved with these angels, these negative angels, these destructive angels. Shohayo shotuf bezima beyoser, and we know that Bilam was steeped in all kinds of Pigam HaBris. Vegam mehem nimshach chalishus hadas shel hamaraglim, and it's also from these angels that the spies became weak in their confidence about the Jewish people being able to succeed in getting into Eretz Yisrael. Ad shehichnisu b'machshavoseihem lohoitzi dibo al Eretz Yisrael, to the point where these angels caused the Meraglim to have these thoughts about giving a bad report, a negative report about Eretz Yisrael. K'moy shekosuv, as it says clearly, when the Torah speaks about the journey of the spies, it says that they reported v'gam b'nei anokim ra'inu sham, and we also saw the children of the giants, referring to these nephilim. Shal yidei zeh nimshach churban beis hamikdosh, and this is eventually what ended up causing the destruction of the Beis Hamikdosh. Avul Moshe Rabbeinu begoidel koichoi horag v'okar es sichon voy. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, with his great power, succeeded in killing and eliminating sichon and oig, these giants, these powerful giants. Ki heim daiko omdu al gvul Eretz Yisrael, because it was these giants specifically who were hired by all the other kings to park themselves right at the boundary of Eretz Yisrael to block any possibility of the Jews being able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Ki heim hahefach me'eretz Yisrael, because they are the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. כי בארץ ישראל נזגלה הדעס הנ"ל, בחינס עליונים למטה ותחתונים למעלה. Because we mentioned earlier in previous shiurim that Eretz Yisrael is the greatest place where the worlds come together, where the upper world comes down and the lower world is able to go up. The divine presence of Hashem comes down to receive our prayers, to receive our sacrifices, and we achieve a major elevation. We are elevated to Hashem through the Beis Hamikdash. Sheha'odom yesh loy koyach yoisem en hamalochim kanal. And as we learned previously, man has power to be superior to the angels. The tzaddikim rise to levels above the angels. Which angels? Vehem sichoin v'oig, whereas these kings, sichoin and oig, heim nimshocha mehamalochim shekitruku al ha'odom. They were descendants, and they drew their power from those angels who spoke against the creation of man. Va'omru, and they said, Mo enosh, who is man? Why would you want to create man? V'alkein, and therefore, Moshe, shehu b'chinas horebi anal, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the ultimate example of the best Rebbe, Shemeir Hadasanal, who enlightens Klal Yisrael regarding our relationship with Hashem, Al Kain Hichnia V'Oka Klipas Sichoin Voig. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in defeating and eliminating the Klipa of Sichoin and Oig, Sheheim HaHepech Mizeh Kanal, who are the opposite of what we just described. These are angels who fell, who were thrown down to earth and because of their negativity in heaven, and they're the major causes of negativity down on earth. Uvechol zeh mesaper bechol parshas dvorim. And regarding all of this is discussed throughout parshas dvorim, ad shemesayim, until Moshe Rabbeinu concludes with the words, Ves Yehoshua Tziveisi Bo'esahi Lemur. And I instructed my student Yehoshua at that time, Einecho Horoyois Eskol Asheros Hashem Alekechem L'Shnei Amalochim Eilo. Your eyes have witnessed everything Hashem has done to these two powerful kings, Sichoin and Oig. Kein Yasa Hashem L'chol HaMamlochois Asherat Oiver Shoma. So too, Hashem will do the same thing to the 31 kings that inhabited Eretz Yisrael at the time. Loi tirom, don't be afraid of them. Ki Hashem alekechem hu hanilcham lachem. Because Hashem is battling for you. Veze merameis al ikar hamilchomo hagedoylo v'hakvedo. And this is also hinting to the real battle, the real major battle that the Jewish nation is waging, Shehi Iker Milchemes Kol Odom, which is the main battle of all of man, Shehi Milchemes Hayetzer Bozeh Oilam, which is our battle against our evil inclination, against the Yetzahara in this world. Sheho Iker, where one of the most important things that a Jew must know when we're doing battle against the Yetzahara is, Sheloi Yiro Veloi Yispachet Klal, not to be afraid, not to let the Yetzirah inject any fear into us. Ki Hashem itonu, because Hashem is with us. Ki maloi chol aretz kevoidoi, Hashem's glory fills the entire earth. Ki moi shomaroz admor of Adonim Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal said at that time, Hashem yisporach imcho ve'etzlecho. In Yiddish, the Rabbeinu Zal said, Gott is mit dir und leben dir. Hashem is with you and right next to you. Al tira, don't be afraid. Ukamay Shomar, and as Rabbeinu Zal made the famous statement, which is quoted in chapter 48 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Sheho'otom tzorich lavor bozeh ho'ilam al gesher tzar, that a person in this world has to cross a narrow bridge. V'ho'ikar, but the most important thing is, Sheloi yispached, not to allow yourself to be frightened. I remember hearing from the Zakenim in Breslov that we know that Amalek is referred to as the greatest adversary of the Jewish people. There's a pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amalek. The leader of all the nations is Amalek. He's a composite of all the evil of all 70 nations. Haman was a descendant of Amalek, and that's why Haman was considered such an evil, wicked, terrible person. He wanted Lahashmid Larig Labe, to annihilate the Jewish people. Could there be anything worse than Haman? And the answer is, the Gemara tells us in Psochim that an Am Haaretz, a person who dislikes the Torah, who opposes the Torah, his hate for religious people very often is worse, more intense than the natural hate that a non-Jew has for a Jew. The sin of an Am Haaretz for a Talmud Chacham is worse than the sin of a Goy for a Jew. And then the Gemara says, and worse than that is Eshes Am Haaretz. The wife of an Am Haaretz, that's even worse. She hates the religious people even worse. An Am Haaretz in this context means a person who despises religion, who despises the Torah. So too, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us regarding Haman Amalek, that worse than Haman is Eshes Haman. We know that Haman's wife was called Zeresh. And in the prayer Shoshanas Yaakov, it says there, Arura Zeresh Eshes Mafchidi. Cursed should be Zeresh, the wife of fear, Mafchidi, the one that injects fear. And the Sforim explain that the klipa of Zeresh is that klipa which tries to inject fear into the Jewish people. If you're a Jew, you're going to be persecuted your whole lifetime. You don't want to be Jewish. You don't want to be religious. You don't want people looking at you and wanting to kill you like they wanted to in all generations. And you don't want to be religious because then even the Jews won't like you, etc., etc. This Zeresh refers to this klipa that injects pachad into a Jew, all kinds of fear that if I'll be religious, if I'll be Jewish, if I'm religious, if I'm Breslov, I have all kinds of things to be afraid of. People will attack me, or chas shalom, people, I won't be able to get married. I want all the different fears that the Sitrachra tries to impose on a person. And this is the point that Rav Nosson Zal just stressed, that Rabbeinu Zal said, V'ho ikar loy lefached klal, that in order for a Jew to be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish in this world, there are certain times where a person has to stand up and have self-confidence and not be afraid, even though it is fearful. There are things that are scary in Judaism and being religious. But a Jew, in order to succeed, has to have this gvura, this lack of fear. Also a note, these two kings, Sichon and Og, are referred to in the Torah in several places as Shnei Malchei Ho'emoiri, the two kings of the nation of Emoiri. And the first letters of Shnei Malchei Ho'emoiri spell the word Moshe, again showing that Moshe Rabbeinu was as powerful and more powerful than these two kings. As powerful as they were, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to succeed in eliminating them, eliminating this last obstacle before the Jews were able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Any questions? Okay, Rabbeinu Zal continues. Veze loy tiro'um, ki Hashem Elokeichem hu hanilcham lochem. The message that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Yehoshua, to the student, was, don't be afraid of them, because Hashem is battling for you. Va'azhora zois hizhir beyoiseres Yehoshua. This warning is Moshe Rabbeinu gave over especially to his student, Yehoshua. Kamashakosov, as it says clearly over there, Ves Yehoshua tzivesi, and it's Yehoshua that I instructed. Ki Yehoshua hu bechinas hatalmid. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, in the chapter that this halacha is based on, Yehoshua represents the student. when we spoke about the two levels, the upper level and the lower level. The upper level is called the son, S-O-N. The lower level is called the student. Shehasogosoi bechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that the type of understanding, the attitude that the student has to be taught is the maloi choloretz kevoidoi, the fact that no matter how low you feel, Hashem is with you. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, hokitzu veranenu shoichnei ofor. Wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Lying in the dirt means the dorei mata, the people on a low level. Shehu roshei tevois Yehoshua. This pasuk makes up, the first letters of this pasuk make up the name of Yehoshua. Unfortunately here, they left out the first word in that pasuk. In Likutei Maran, if you checked in Likutei Maran, it says, Yekumun hakitzu verananu shoichnei ofor. The first word in that pasuk is, rise up and wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. So the first letters of Yekumun hakitzu verananu shoichnei ofor spell Yehoshua. K'moy shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Maran, She'ikar hasogosoi hu bechinas hischaskus, whereby the main outlook of Yehoshua, of the student, is this encouragement, constantly giving himself and giving others encouragement. She'yechazek es atzmoi v'eskol Yisrael b'koichoi shel Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should constantly encourage himself and the entire Jewish nation with the power and have confidence in the great power of his rabbi Moshe. Shelo yisyaishu, that the Jews should never give up. Velo yiplu mishum dovor, and not to allow anything to get us down. Ubechol ma shiavor alem, no matter what we go through, with all the different difficulties that we're going to go through, yihyu chazokim bekoichoi shel Moshe Rabbom, we should be confident in the great power of our Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, ki Hashem itom adayin, that no matter how many times we fall, no matter how many mistakes we make, Hashem is still with us. Velo yisro, and therefore not to be afraid, ki Hashem itom, ki maloi chol aretz kevoide, because Hashem is everywhere, even in the lowest places. Shezeo bechinas loy tirom, this is that message, don't be afraid of him. Ki hatzadik bechinas Moshe yochel lahashpilas hamalochim hamekatrigim, because the tzadik who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the ability to defeat the prosecuting angels. Shemehem nimshichu v'nishtalshelu klipoy sichoin voikonal. It's from them that there came forth these powerful klipoys of sichoin and oig. Ki mar Elohim, because the tzadik is able to show them. Even these great powerful ones, the Malachim, we said the Malachim represented the Dorei Mala, She'enom Yoidim Adayin B'Yidiyosei Yisborach Klal, that they don't know anything about Hashem compared to what the Tzaddik knows. Ula Oirer Ula Hokitz Kol HaShoich Neofor, and the Tzaddik has the ability to inspire and awaken all those that are lying in the dirt, She'em HaDorei Mato, Shelo yisyoru, that they shouldn't be afraid. Ki adayin Hashem itom, ki maloi chol aretz kevoidei kanal. Shezeo bechinas azhoras Moshe es Yehoshua. This is the great message in this warning that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yehoshua. It was a message for generations. Einecho horois es kol asher osa Hashem alekeichem l'shnei hamaloch meila. Your eyes saw what Hashem did to these two powerful kings, Shem Sichoin Voig, Shekoicham Hoya Mikitrug Hamalochim Kanal, they drew their power from the prosecution of those angels. Kain Yasa Hashem Lecholam Amlochis. And Hashem will do the same thing to all kings that oppose the Jewish people. Because once we see that Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in killing these two powerful kings, that we, the Jewish people, have the power to counter that prosecution of those prosecuting angels. מאחר שהורג שני המלוכים האלה שיחוין ואויג שנים שומכם, since we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kill, to destroy these two powerful kings who came from and were a symbol of those prosecuting angels. Al kein, therefore, bevadai tiye botuach v'chozok, you should definitely be confident and positive. Ki kein yasa Hashem lechol hamamlochos asher atoy v'shomo, that Hashem will do the same thing to all the kings, wherever the Jews go. Ubevadai tirshu Eretz Yisrael, and the Jewish people will definitely conquer Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar hisgalus zeh hadas shel Moshe. That's the place where there's the greatest revelation of this das that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to teach Klal Yisrael. Shehu bechinas elyoinim lemato v'tachtoinim lemala, which is the concept of the upper world coming down and the lower world going up. Al kein bevadai loy tirom. Therefore, definitely do not be afraid of him. Nimtzo, we see from this, shebechol parshas dvorim oisek lohoyer bohem hadas hakodosh, that throughout Parshas Dvorim in Chumash, which is a pretty long parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is involved in enlightening the Jews, giving over this message, Lohidiyom Goydel Rachmonus Shel Hashem Yisborach Al Yisrael Lo'olam, to enlighten us regarding Hashem's kindness towards the Jewish people always, no matter what, no matter how good or bad we are. Afal pi she'osu ma she'osu, even though we did what we did, we worshipped the golden calf, the spies, the complaints, everything. Afal pi kein adayin Hashem imohem, Hashem is still with us. U'mechaskom bozeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives us encouragement with this. Vo'omer lohem, and he tells them, loy tirom, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of all your opponents. V'chein b'parshas v'eschanan, and so too in the next parsha, v'eschanan. Medaber bozeh harbe, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about this a lot. Be'inyan elyoinim lemato v'tachtoinim lemala, regarding this concept of the upper world coming down and the lower world going up. Shehu ikar hadasanal, that's the real most important, the essence of the das. Leida, to know, she'ikr gedulas Hashem Yisborach nizgala al yidei ho'odom hazeh shebozeh olam daiko, that the real true greatness of Hashem is revealed only through man in this physical world. Ki hamalochim ein yoidim es Hashem Yisborach, because the angels do not know about Hashem, ve'ein lehem koyach kemoi hatzadikim shebeze oilam, and they are not as powerful as the tzadikim in this of this world. Any questions?
It says va'ikar lo lefachin klal. You pointed out several times that ikar is relative to this context, but it's not necessarily a global ikar.
Correct. Meaning, we know there are laws in the Torah that, for example, where there's a place that there's definite danger, a Jew is not allowed to go there under normal circumstances. And other laws about a person not putting themselves in sakana. We know, for example, there's a mitzvah of tefillah saderech. The Gemara says, kol hadrochim becheska sakona, that all travel is dangerous. And therefore, there's a special prayer that we recite before going out on any major trip, praying to Hashem to watch over us and protect us from all types of things that could, chas v'shalom, possibly harm us. But again, on a certain general level, a Jew is supposed to have courage and constant faith. Hashem is with me and by me. But still playing within the parameters of the Torah.
I heard once actually someone, Talmud Chacham, said that in a danger, either a place is so dangerous you're not allowed to go there, or if it's not so dangerous and you are allowed to go there, then you're not allowed to be afraid. But the question is, are there times when we're required to be afraid? Not just to be concerned that there might be a danger, but actually be afraid.
The answer is that fear should be directed only to Hashem and to the Torah, to Mekoymoy Sagdoshim. There is where the Torah specifies a mitzvah fear. Ish imoy v'aviv tiro'u. A person should have fear and respect for parents. And yira, ve'es yirei Hashem yichabed, to show respect for those people who have yiras Hashem. And there's a mitzvah of showing fear when a person walks into a shul or a yeshiva, to walk in with yira, a fear and respect for the holiness of the place. So there it definitely is a requirement.
But is there a distinction between yira and pachad? Yira means having awe. Yira is a romamus, but pachad means being actually afraid of a specific danger.
I've heard different explanations regarding yira and pachad. That one means for things that are close by, another thing means things that are further away. The term yira so'inesh and yira so'roimamus are terms that are used in the Torah, and both of those, Rabbi Nachman writes, that even though there are many sforim that play down the concept of yira so'inesh, Rabbi Nezal said, that's not the right way for us. A Jew must live with fear of punishment, always, knowing that if I cross a certain line, there is punishment, there's accountability, that Hashem is watching every move I make, every thought, every word coming out of my mouth, every action that I perform is being watched, monitored, and judged. And if I do the wrong thing, there's potential punishment for it. And that recognition, that faith in the concept of punishment should give me a little bit of that aspect of fear that I need to avoid crossing that line. And then there's a yira that's developed, there's a fear and awe that's developed the more a person learns about how great Hashem is, or how great a Talmud Chacham is, or how great one's parents are. There's a certain yira, or how great a Jew is, a Jewish neshama. A person develops a yiras horoimimus, a fear and respect that comes from awe, from being wowed.
Rav Nosson?
Yes.
Good morning. Just to clarify, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed Sichon and Og, who represented or was Nevaeh from these two Malachim, means that we are able to, so to speak, check those influences or deal with those, or handle positively those influences in our life. It's not that they're not around anymore. Of course, the energies, but if he killed them, then they shouldn't be around.
This is an example where he did kill Sichon and Og, but it doesn't say he eliminated the power of those angels completely, 100%. You're right. He told us that the Yetzer Hara is still alive and well. And that's the main battle, Rav Nosson Zal said. So that there is still some of this in alive and well, and that we are dealing with all the time. However, we're told that because we saw that at that time the tzaddik was able to defeat them, we have to believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that today also the tzaddik, the tzaddikim, have the ability to defeat the forces of evil. And in the end, they will. The good will definitely win out over the bad. We continue. V'zeh vo'eschanan el Hashem bo'esahi loymar. And now Rav Nosson Zal addresses the beginning of Parshas Vo'eschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, I pleaded with Hashem at that time, saying the following words, Ato hachiloiso laharois es avdecho, you Hashem have begun to show your servant es godlecho, your greatness, ves yodcho hachazoko, asher mikel bashomayim uva'oretz, Asher yaseh kimasechu resecha. Is there any power in heaven or earth that can do what you can do, Hashem? Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki hamalach bechinas keil. Angels are referred to sometimes by this term keil. Ki nikroim elim. The Tikkun HaZohar says that angels are referred to in the Torah in certain places as Elim. Mi chamoicho bo Elim Hashem. Vezehu asher mi kel shehem bechinas hamalochim. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, is there a kel, meaning is there an angel, asher yaseh kemasecha kvurasecha, that can duplicate what Hashem does, Hashem's greatness? She'ein shum malach sheyuchal la'asos kemasecha kvurasecha. There is no angel that can compare to Hashem in any way, like your actions and your strength. But Rav Nosson Zal says, v'daiko minayhu. Note, Rav Nosson Zal's only speaking about the angels. Avul bibnei odom atachtoinim. But among the human beings downstairs, down below, shehem hadorei mato, we are the earthlings. V'yesh sheyecholim lasois kemasecha v'gvurasecha. There are those that can perform acts like Hashem's maisim, like Hashem's gvura. Shehem hatzadikim. These are the tzadikim. Shehem moishlim ba'olam. They rule in the world. Isn't this kfira? This is horrible. A sefer that says this chas v'shalom has to be destroyed. But no. This is in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, page 16 on the second side. The Gemara says there that there's a pasuk. That Hashem says, I rule over everything. And the Gemara says, and Hashem asks, Umi Moishel be, and who rules over me? And the Gemara says, Hashem says, Tzadik. The Tzadik rules over me. She'ani goizer, v'tzadik mevatel. I issue decrees, and the Tzadik has the ability to nullify the decrees. As the Pasuk says, Tzadik Moishel Beyiras Elikim, that Kaviyochel, Hashem gives the Tzadik the ability to rule, to override Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal continues, quoting from the Zohar HaKadosh, Sheyecholim Livroi Olamos, Tzadikim can create worlds. Kama Yishomer Chachamenu Zal, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Bereishis, Al pasuk velemor litzion amiato. There's a pasuk which says Hashem says to the Jewish people, "You are my nation." Now the word tzion is used sometimes to refer to Yerushalayim, sometimes it refers to the Jewish nation, and sometimes it refers to the tzaddik. The word tzion, tzaddik yud vav nun, is bigematria Yosef, showing that the term Tzion refers to the Tzaddik. So Hashem says to Tzion, Ami Ato, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Al Tikri Ami Elohimi. That word, Ayin Mem Yud, could be read my nation, or it could be read Imi, with me. You are my partner, Hashem says. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ma Ano Avdi Shmayev Arabe Miluli, just like I create heaven and earth with my words, af ato, you the tzaddikim, also create heaven and earth with your words, with your divrei Torah. V'chein b'mekoymois harbe, and we find this throughout in many places in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara, the greatness of tzaddikim. U'kamayisham Rabbi Seinuzal al pasuk, Ki bechol chachmei hagoyim me'ein kamoicha. And as the Gemara points out on the pasuk, which says that among all the leading intellectuals among the goyim, there is no one like you, Hashem. Aval b'Yisrael yesh kamoicha. But the Gemara says, but among the Jews there are those that are like you. So we see how great the tzaddikim really are. V'al kein, and therefore, Ani mevakesh, I beg of you, Moshe Rabbeinu said there, Ebro no v'eres oretz, Hashem, please allow me to cross the Jordan River and to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Shehu lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. Ki shom ikar klolios oilomois, because that's the real place where all the worlds come together. V'shom royin ikar gedulas Yisrael bebeis hamikdash kanal. And that's where one can really see the greatness of the Jewish people and how beloved we are by Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. Vehirba betfilois harbe ma'oid al ze. And Moshe Rabbeinu poured out a multitude of tefillos for this, begging Hashem to allow him to enter into Eretz Yisrael. V'afal pikein loy poal bakoshosoy. And despite that, his prayer was not successful. Ad she'omar lo Hashem is brought to the point where Hashem said to him, Rav loch, enough. Al toisef daber elai oy badov razeh. No more. I don't want to hear any more about this. Shehu bechinas siog lachoch moshtiko kanal. This goes back to what we learned previously, that even when tzaddikim are going higher and higher, to higher levels constantly, making the makif into a pnimi, there's a place where a person needs to know to stop, to be silent. This concept of the fence around chochma, which is silence. Shegileloi, Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shachar kol ma shehisig, that after everything that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to achieve in this incredible high level of recognition of Hashem, she'ein shum malach v'sorof yochoy lahasig, whereby no angel, and not even the top angels, was able to achieve what Moshe Rabbeinu did, afal pikein, still, adayin yesh makifim gavoyim kolkach, there are makifin that are on such a high level that even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot attain them while he's physically living. He must pass away, he must leave the physical world in order to attain those makifin. And by leaving the physical world and going up to that higher place, Yo'ir b'talmido Yehoshua, that will empower him to be even stronger in shining into his student Yehoshua, b'chinas hasogas meloi cholertz kevoidoi, that realization, that knowledge that Hashem is everywhere. Ad she Yehoshua talmidoi hu daiko yachnisem l'eretz Yisrael, to the point where Yehoshua, the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one that will bring the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, Be-koi-choi, with the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu bi'atzmoi, i'ef sh'loi lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael. And despite this, Moshe Rabbeinu himself could not enter into Eretz Yisrael at that time. She'kol ze'hu b'chinas noirois niflois hadasanal. All of this is tied into the incredible, incredible high level of das that we're speaking about throughout this whole halacha. Shashem Yisporach oise neflois gedoilois v'chasodim rabim v'atzumim, whereby Hashem performs incredible miracles and Hashem shows unbelievable kindness, bishvil lohoidi elevnei odom gvuroisov, in order to reveal to man the greatness of Hashem, lohoidia lechol dorei mato, and to enlighten especially those people on the lower level, kimaloi chol oretz kevoidoi, that Hashem is everywhere. Let's just finish this little paragraph now, and then I want to add some things to this. V'chein choyzer imohem kol seder matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues to review with the Jewish people in Chumash Dvorim the whole order of what took place when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. Shehakol choyo bishvil lohoir zeh hadas hakodosh boilam. What it was all about was revealing and broadcasting this holy das to the world, this recognition of Hashem. Ukamay shekosav shom, as it says over there in Chumash Dvorim, ato horeso lo das, ki Hashem hu elokim einoid milvadoi. You are the one who enlightened everyone to realize that Hashem is Elohim. The Hashem above is the Hashem down below. And there is none other besides him. There's no other power. V'chein hoylech umevar b'chol seder hazeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues throughout Parshas Voeschanan, k'may shekosuv, as it says later on in Chumash Dvarim, ki sha'al no liyomim rishonim. Go ask the people of earlier generations, Haniya kadov ragot lazeh. Was there ever anything like this? Did anything like this ever occur before? That min hashamayim hishmiach eskoiloi, that Hashem broadcasted from heaven. Hashem broadcasted to earth. Udvorov shomato mitoicho eish, and you, the Jewish people, heard the voice of Hashem coming forth from the fire. Ponim beponim dibar Hashem imochem, Hashem spoke to you face to face. Shebechol zeh hizkiroisam, with all of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was reminding the Jewish people, v'chozar imoim, and he was reviewing with them, sheyizkiru goydel koichoi shel zeh ha'odom shebezo ha'olam, that they should remember and realize the incredible power of a human being in this world, what a human being can attain. Sheyochoy lizkois ledaber im Hashem ponim beponim, that it's possible for a human being to speak to Hashem face to face. Ma she'ein malach zoyche lekach, which angels are not privileged to experience this. Shezeh bechinas elyoinim lemato v'tachtoinim lemala. This is again another beautiful example of the upper world coming down and the lower world going up. The divine presence of Hashem coming down. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. It says Hashem came down to Har Sinai. And Moshe olo el ha'olikim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem. Now, regarding what we learned about just before about the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, and how in the end he wasn't successful. This is one of the rare occasions where my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zecher Nevrucha wanted to say his own chiddush regarding this, and he told it over a number of times, and he shared it with the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael at that time, the leading rabbis in Breslov. And all of them affirmed what he said. All of them agreed. They felt it was the true and a true and very powerful extension of this story. In the story, we hear that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed Vo'eschanan. The word Vo'eschanan has a numerical value of 515. 515 is also the gematria of the word Tefillah. Tefillah is 515. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu gave forth, he covered the full spectrum of tefillah in praying to get to Eretz Yisrael. And yet Hashem said to him, Rav Loch, enough, stop, I don't want to hear anything more about this. And we mentioned in the past that one of the great tzaddikim that lived in the 1600s, the Megala Amukos, Reb Nosson Nota Shapira, wrote a sefer, Megala Amukos, Revealing Deep Secrets, where he gives 252 explanations as to why specifically, what was so important about Eretz Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu felt so desperately he needed to get there, and how does Hashem's response address that? And this is one of the fabulous sforim of Kabbalah and Hasidus, even though he was before the time of Hasidus, but it's one of the foundations for him that many Sifrei Hasidus quote from all the time, because he reveals incredible chidushim in this sefer, the Megala Mukos. But Rav Rosenfeld Zecher Nevrucha asked, what happened to all of those tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu poured out? We know that there are other tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Goin, Reb Naftali Katz, great tzaddikim who tried to get to Eretz Yisrael, and they made incredible efforts to get to Eretz Yisrael, and they were not successful. And Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this. We're going to have this later on in this volume, I believe, where Rav Nosson Zal addresses why it is that specifically certain great tzaddikim try to get to Eretz Yisrael and are not successful sometimes, and people like us do succeed. Rav Nosson Zal goes into a tremendous explanation there about when tzaddikim of this caliber, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, it's something completely different. However, we find that our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, was successful in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Where did he get that power from? And we know that Rabbeinu Zal said about himself the words that Dovra Melech writes in Tehillim. Dovra Melech says, Va'ani tefillah, I am prayer. And Rabbi Nazal said that the main lesson that I came to the world to share with the world is the power of prayer, the power of tefillah. And Rabbi Nazal focused especially on hispoidus, which is a non-standard prayer. We have the standard prayers, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. We have the Sefer Tehillim. And Rabbi Nazal put focus, not that he invented. We know that all the tzaddikim, Adam Arishon, Avram, Yitzchak, all of them had hispoidus. But Rabbi Nazal put a tremendous emphasis on this. And he revitalized this. He reawakened the Jewish people to know the incredible importance of this additional prayer, this hispoidus. So Rav Rosenfeld said that Rabbi Nazal took the 515 tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu and he added his own prayer to that, the Va'ani tefillah, to make it 516. Because the Medrash says clearly that had Moshe Rabbeinu said one more prayer, Hashem would have had to give it to him. Hashem would have had to allow him. That's why Hashem said, stop, no more, don't continue. Rabbi Nazal added that additional prayer because Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, as Rabbi Nazal said, he preferred to be known even after he passed away. We know among the Sfarim, they always use the name of the mother even after the person passes away. By Ashkenazim, during a person's lifetime when we pray for them, we mention the mother's name. After a person passes away, we usually mention the father's name. And yet, Rabbi Nazal said he wanted to be known especially by his mother's name, Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga. Rav Rosenfeld showed that Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga is Bigimatria 516. So that Rabbi Nazal added through all of his incredible, incredible prayers, the rivers of tears that he cried and the multitude of tefillos, and he took the tefillos, and with that he was successful in getting Teretz Yisrael. And there's a lot written about Rabbi Nazal's trip to Eretz Yisrael, what he had to do. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this, that Rabbi Nazal went into Katnus Shebekatnus. He had to go down to an incredible, incredible low place to be able to achieve the incredible aliyah that he would achieve upon reaching Eretz Yisrael. We know that when Rabbi Nazal arrived in Eretz Yisrael, after months of travel, he took four steps and he told the student that was with him, okay, we can go back. That just by taking four steps in Eretz Yisrael, he achieved, his life was changed completely, completely. And it was on the insistence of his student that they stayed a little longer. They stayed a couple of months. But Rabbi Nazal said he's ready to go back. He accomplished with the arrival in Eretz Yisrael, taking those four steps, he accomplished everything he had come for. And Rabbi Nazal said after Eretz Yisrael, he was ashamed of the Torah that he had said before his trip to Eretz Yisrael. That's how vast a difference there was between the level he was on after Eretz Yisrael versus before Eretz Yisrael. So this is an important addition to know that the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu were not, no tefillah that any Jew ever gives goes lost. There's a famous quote in the Zohar HaKadosh, Les re'usa tava de'isavid. There is no ratzon toiv that goes lost. When a Jew thinks for a moment, wow, I'd love to learn, I'd love to daven, I'd love to give charity, I'd love to go to Eretz Yisrael. That thought alone, even if it's not verbalized, the Zohar HaKadosh says that thought is documented by Hashem and it doesn't go lost. So how much more so, there's no such thing as a prayer going lost. Sometimes the prayers are stored until a certain time when they reach a certain number, when they can achieve the goal. Sometimes, Rabbi Nazal shows in the Kutuman, prayers are rerouted. Sometimes a person is praying for A, and Hashem knows that there's a much more critical need either for that person or for the Jewish nation, which is X. And sometimes Hashem will redirect the person's prayer. Instead of A, it'll be used for X. The person will still be given some assistance regarding A, but it'll take longer than had the person's prayer been totally dedicated, you know, and used for the item, object A, that they're trying to accomplish. I don't want to go into this too much now, that's a whole topic. But again, it is no such thing in the world as a prayer that goes lost. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Reb Nosson.
Sure.
So the question I had is, I know we addressed it this week, maybe even last week, but it's still sitting very much on me, this question is, how come the Torah tells us that with the passing away of a tzaddik, it's kiflaim as of the Bet HaMikdash? If there are so many benefits, how do we understand that? If you don't mind readdressing that real quick.
Sure. This is an example of certain situations where two things are both definitely true, even though it seems to us to a degree as if they're contradicting each other. Let's say in any situation, lahavdil, person goes to a doctor, they have a certain infection, and the doctor says, no problem, here, take this antibiotic and you'll be all better. The person takes the antibiotic and they start getting nauseous and violently throwing up, which they weren't doing before, and they call the doctor and say, I started taking the antibiotic and now I'm desperately nauseous and I'm having terrible problems with my digestion. The doctor says, oops, I guess we have to change the antibiotic. Let's switch to something else. And they'll try a different antibiotic, which doesn't have that side effect. There are certain side effects that there are benefits, pluses and minuses in just about everything in existence, just about, you know. So here we're told that when a tzaddik passes away, when a tzaddik leaves the world, there are certain benefits to Klal Yisrael, certain great benefits to Klal Yisrael, that he goes to a higher place, he's able to be more effective and to accomplish certain more. That's on a certain level and within a certain framework. However, In another sense, those who were close to this tzaddik and saw this tzaddik on a daily basis, etc., etc., and were able to ask questions sometimes and receive an answer on the spot for questions that they had. And now that the tzaddik is no longer physically present, that option is no longer available. You know, certain benefits which we saw on the ground of being able to share from the tzaddik, watching the whole concept of shimush chachomim, of watching a tzaddik in action, watching how he speaks, how he eats, how he learns, how he interacts with people, all of those things, some of that is lost when he leaves the world, you know. So therefore, there are pluses and minuses, major pluses. Right now, in this page, on this page of Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal is focusing on the incredible pluses. But in other places, we're going to see Rav Nosson Zal speak. And again, you quoted the Gemara, which Rav Nosson Zal quotes many times, that when tzaddikim pass away, it's a major blow to Klal Yisrael. And we mention this in our prayers, in Selichot, when we say Slichos, we say there that the tzaddikim have left us, those people who are in a position to stand up and defend us. Throughout the 40 years in the desert and in Mitzrayim, we see every time the Jews have a crisis, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up to pray and bingo, he gets a positive answer from Hashem. And we see today that it's taking longer and it's more difficult in certain ways. So both are true. It's not a contradiction. The tzaddikim are greater, however, more concealed. And that's hitting the nail on the head, sort of. There's the revealed, what we see more clearly, and there's the concealment. That, for example, the sphere of Chochma is described as something that we can see, we can access. The sphere of Keser is much, much higher, but it's also more hidden. When we talk about levels of Torah, there's the Gemara, the Torah Sheba, which is on a very high level, but it's on a lower level than the secrets of Torah, than the Zohar Kodesh, the secrets of Torah. We're told that a person studying the secrets of Torah for 30 minutes or an hour is like a month of studying the revealed portion of the Torah. However, the revealed portion of the Torah is available, is much more available and accessible to hundreds of thousands of Jews, whereas the secrets of Torah are available to a much more limited audience.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions, please? We'll hold it over here for now, wishing everybody a wonderful day, and Hashem should reveal, we should be zecha to see the revelation of Hashem's greatness. Rav Nosson Zal is putting tremendous emphasis on this, that even though Hashem has heavenly worlds, the greatest revelation of the greatness of Hashem comes from this world, from this earthly world. And the world now is in incredible turmoil, especially the seeming leaders of the world, those that are leading all the different countries, are all in quandary, all in doubt, don't know how to deal with all the crises that are going on, the health crises and the other, the social crises, all types of crises. And we have been given the tools with which to try to address this. And these tools are Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs. And all never forgetting in our Torah, in our Tefillah, our Mitzvahs, the connection to the Tzaddikim, the living Tzaddikim and the Tzaddikim who passed away, that we're counting on their assistance to help our prayers be answered, to help our Mitzvahs be effective, that Hashem should the same Tzaddikim. Every time that the Jews had a redemption, whenever we were in exile in Mitzrayim, it's called Golus Mitzrayim. The Geula is called Geulas Moshe. During the time of the Greeks, the Geula was, it's called Geulas Matisyahu. We're moving towards Hanukkah. The hero on Hanukkah, Matisyahu, Kohen Gadol, and his sons. When Haman tried to wipe out the Jewish people, the Geula is Geulas Mordechai. Mordechai and Esther Amalka. And the Geula that we're waiting for now is the Geulas Moshiach. The first letters of Geulas Mordechai, Geulas Matisyahu, the Gam, Gimel Mem, Gam means also. And this is Marameis, the Zohar HaKadosh says, to the Pasuk where Hashem says, V'af Gam Zois, B'hiyoysam Beretz Oveim. And this also, that when the Jews will be in the lands of their enemies, when we'll be in all kinds of other countries, loy ma'astim v'loy galtim, Hashem will never reject us completely, but rather He'll bring us. So that Gam is a remez to the divine presence of the Shekhinah, which is also with us at all times. And the pasuk in Tehillim, Hinei matoiv u'manoim sheves achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together. The Zohar HaKadosh says it should have said Sheves Achim Yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together. When brothers live also together. What's the also? The Zohar HaKadosh says the also is Larabois Hashchina. To say that whenever there's unity in Klal Yisrael, then there's also someone else present. That also is the divine presence of Hashem, which is referred to as the Shekhinah. That's this Gam. And the words Gam, Yachad, are Bigimatria, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And again, that's the Gam in the other pasuk that we quoted. That we believe that even in this darkness, even in this state of total confusion in the world, that Hashem is with us, and the tzaddikim are with us. The tzaddikim that have passed away already, their prayers are with us. And the sforim that they left behind, and the students that they left behind, are keeping them alive. Rav Nosson Zal says here and other places that as long as Yehoshua was living, Moshe Rabbeinu was considered alive. As long as Yehoshua was still involved in studying the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu and broadcasting that to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is alive and well. We count on the divine assistance of Hashem and the great Tzaddikim to put an end to all the suffering and all the doubt and all the confusion in the world now with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Sure.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Sure.